K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, another daily edition all about what's going on all across Kansas State Athletics right here in Manhattan, Kansas, part of or home to the K-State University, folks. Win another windy day, survived another windy day, recording this just after work here on this Thursday, November 3rd, 2022. And this is the postcast of volleyball. Now, the last time I did volleyball, I don't know how I did this, but I lost track with... So hopefully I can find the Texas one and throw that up there as well, the postcast. I know I did it. It's in my recorder somewhere there. So hopefully I'll get that out here as well. Obviously, a lot going on. Tennis will be wrapping up their fall schedule this weekend. You got the big game circling around that here in Manhattan. K-State and Texas going to be doing battle under the lights and so forth there as well. I know I'm forgetting. Oh, yeah, basketball beginning officially next week as well. The women's final preseason tilt against Newman on Friday night as well. So, yeah, there's a lot going on this weekend as well. So, yeah, definitely there's that. And... also, the big question remains here in Manhattan, who's going to start at QB? A lot more on that on this week's edition, special guest edition of the Pro Project Podcast, weekly edition, episode 129, will be coming out tomorrow night. If you have not listened to the last week's episode, I encourage you to do that right now. And feel free to listen to the rest of the weeklies as well from... this fall semester, and you can go back and catch the ones that we did with special guests over the summer as well. A lot of great content that we posted out here on the Pearl Project Podcast as well. So don't sleep on the Pearl Project Podcast. Make sure you subscribe, K-State Nation, to this podcast wherever your favorite podcast is provided at. Okay, volleyball here real quick. K-State lost the text the last time I recorded here, so that was not posted. So, again, I have to find it at some point. But, yeah, last night, though, back to the present, K-State went on the road, the Dillon Sunflower Showdown Part 2 in volleyball, and K-State got swept in Lawrence last night in the season sweep for KU over K-State in volleyball, losing in straight sets, 25-23. And then, I don't know why it has it like that. Okay, 25-23, 25-16, 25-15 were the final set scores of that sets right there. So the Cats are going back into their lub in their losing streak here, folks. I've only a two-game winning streak just recently, but now have fallen. I think this is their third loss in a row. I'm not sure about that at all as well. The senior duo... Elena Baca and Haley Warner led the way for K-State last night. 9 kills apiece. Warner earned her 4th best hitting percentage, hit over 300. Baca also added in 9 digs on the defensive end. Lauren Hinkle, another 20-plus night. Assist-wise, 27 on the night last night. 9 digs as well. Shaylee Myers also added 1 each, along with Lauren Hinkle as well. Myers saw 6 kills go down along 4 digs on the night as well. KU, 52 kills on the night, over a 350 average there on kills there, and that's actually the highest opponent. So K-State again falling into that category, K-State volleyball there as well. For KU, Cameron Turner notched a double-double last night with 41 assists and 13 digs there as well. Coach Fitz after the match there, and remember, just over a week and a half ago, K-State took out KU in the first set and then hung tough with him here in Bramlage. But again, you know, this trend has got to getting kind of old. Seeing whether it's volleyball especially, well, I shouldn't say especially, with, I mean, particularly men's basketball going over to Lawrence. Maybe that will change under Jerome Tame this year. volleyball, women's basketball, I think that was last year. We went over there and lost in a close game as well. So K-State has no luck, well, for the exception of the cross-country teams when it comes to sports. here in Manhattan, Kansas. Susie Fretz was not too pleased there afterwards there last night. Quote, it's a disappointing night for us. We have felt as though we've been improving over the past several weeks, so it's frustrating that we were not the best version of ourselves. I know the team wants more, and we will continue to fight to become the team we are capable of becoming. We have an opportunity to make a late run in the second half of league play, and that's what we intended to. That's what I'm talking about, end quote right there as well. And then she also, the players that stood out to her, obviously we can rely on Mackenzie Morris and Haley Warner, I think, as well. You can throw her, I could throw her into the Laura Hinkle category here as one of the probably underrated ladies on that team. Every postcast or every game or postcast, whatever, we talk about Haley Warner. We talk about Lauren Hinkle a lot on this podcast as well. Along with the big three, Bolding, Baca, and Carter, you have Haley Warner and also Lauren Hinkle continuing to do dirty work. And then the unsung hero of the K-State volleyball team is Mackenzie Morris, without question there. With her going into the 1,000 dig career mark earlier this year. So there's a lot to, kind of trying to build on. And you got to set the table. You got to control the table. As what's the theme that I'm, what's the wording that I want to describe here? Run the table. We'll just run with that. Run the table the rest of the way here. I don't have their schedule pulled up at the moment here. But K-State getting on the wrong side of this as well. Speaking of Mackenzie Morris, Morris and Ramsey knocked down 7 and 5 digs apiece there respectively there as well. Sydney Bolding, speaking of her, had half the blocks for K-State. Only 4 blocks of the night. Two of them came of Sydney Bolding there as well. Now, Susie Fritz now in her career, coaching career against KU, surprisingly enough, still over 500, 23-21 in her career against Kansas there as well. Other stats here, we pretty much covered Warner, Baca, and Myers. Aaliyah Carter made it back in the stat sheet there with her 4 kills on the night. Very quiet for Aaliyah Carter there as well on the night as well. Let's see here. Yep, we kind of covered all the bases there. K-State, yeah, 14 errors. That's not going to cut it. There to 9 to KU as well. So another match loss for K-State, and they stay on the road. And they play tomorrow night. So they got to go from Lawrence to Ames tomorrow night to try to get back on that winning fever here against the Iowa State Cyclones. 6:30 on the ESPN Plus app. You don't have that, K-State Nation. You might want to get on that, or I should say you should get on that, because you're going to get a lot of K-State coverage on there, whether that's baseball, basketball. There have been at least a couple of games or 2 games on it this year. But my knowledge, I've been at the home games this year, so I don't know. I can't tell you that for sure. They're asked, well, I'm pretty sure, yeah, you're going to get a lot of basketball on there as we begin basketball coverage as well on this podcast as well. So definitely you want to have it. If you're a K-State fan or alumni like myself and a fan like myself, damn, you have to get it as well. K-State getting swept on the road last night in the Dillon Sunflower Showdown, part 2 of the regular season for volleyball, and they get swept in the season series. And now they drop. Let's see. Yeah, they drop now. Ooh. Oof. So K-State now 12-11 overall, and they dropped to 3-7 in conference play, folks. So K-State, let's see if I can pull it up here real quick for you guys here before we sign off on this postcast edition of Volleyball. Eddie Greer, your host for the Pro Project Podcast Daily Edition. Let me see here. Yeah, so 3, 4, 5, 6 games left for K-State volleyball on the regular season. And, woo, you got to play ranked Iowa State? Damn, I didn't know that. So Iowa State coming in ranked 25th in the country when it comes to volleyball. Ooh, so that might be a tough game of their names tomorrow night. So K-State already going to have your hands full there. You're on a 3-match losing streak now for K-State there as well. 6 games left on the road. Not on the road, excuse me. On the regular season anyways. With 1 more on the road, they got to come home for 2 against West Virginia and Oklahoma. And then you're back on the road for 2-1 here. TCU, then you're senior night against Tech, and then you got to go to Waco to end the season at the end of the month against Baylor after Thanksgiving. So, I didn't say it's going to be easy. Didn't say that. But definitely it's going to be a challenge. But yeah, they want to upset. They want to get back on the winning ways. They're going to have to go through ranked 25 team in the country, 25th in the country, AP Bowl in volleyball. You got to go through Iowa State and Ames. And whether that's football, baseball, tennis, soccer, it's no easy place to play. So we'll see what K-State volleyball can come up with tomorrow night to really kick off a super busy weekend with K-State's athletics, capping off with the season premiere of men's and women's basketball, a doubleheader in Ramledge on Monday night. The Pro Roger Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcast, folks. And I better squeeze this one in here as well. Big kudos to K-State Nation. As this was posted on the Facebook page, I saw this quickly in between deliveries this today. Over 3 million tune in to that, whether that was on, the game was on Fox, so whether that was on Fox or, I don't think K-State Sports, K-State HD covered it as well, but from what that was posted, over 3 million. K-State Nation, or you throwing Oklahoma State there as well, but K-State Nation showed up and showed out on the television screen as well. I expect that to be even more as K-State, big kudos to Cats fans out there, K-State Nation everywhere. So I wanted to squeeze that one in there. I might say that for tonight's recording of the weekly edition as well, so you might hear it twice, but it's worth mentioning there as well. K-State looking to end a 6-year drought against Texas on Saturday night. This will be a right time to do it with the core guys you have. But a much-anticipated showdown. K-State needs to control their destiny here if they want to get a route to the Arlington here for the Big 12 championship game next month. The Pro Bunch Podcast, again, find it wherever you get your podcast. It's going to do it on the Postcast Jam Pack Edition. Again, you're not subscribed to this podcast. You're a big K-State fan. Want to know what's going on in all sports. This is the play. This is the podcast to get it. We're pretty sure the only podcast that posts K-State content daily. We appreciate your support. That's going to do it on this edition. K-State getting swept. Volleyball swept in 3 last night against KU. We'll see what happens Friday night in Ames, Iowa, against Iowa State.